You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Bring it back in. Ring it in. We're back. How are we, Big Wigs?
Hi. We're here in person.
In person. Everybody shout out Mike, producer Mike. We're in studio. It's giving us energy that we need today.
It is. I honestly, it's very zen in here right now. We got a lot of purple lighting. If you're following on YouTube, you can see how gorgeous we look in person. I feel ugly as hell, but you know.
And always pulls it together, though. I love how, you know, she is hard on herself, but truly the girl can pull it together.
Well, thank you. I did have my hair done yesterday, so that helps, you know.
I would say you are maybe my second friend who has the most you upkeep with your beauty regimens, which is important.
I have to. If I didn't get my nails done, like when the manicure is over, if I don't have a new manicure,
yeah.
I'm unwell mentally. You know what I mean? Like
we don't feel like we feel of a shell of ourselves. We don't feel like a woman. We don't feel like we have ovaries.
It just will depress me. Yeah. I'll just stand there and just be like, you failed. You're a bad person. You didn't get your nails redone. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, that is literally
crazy to think about.
Moving this down a little bit. That is literally who. Did I do something wrong? I'm like, here we go. Okay.
Maybe tighten it.
I'm good. No, it's not. But oh, that's this phone. Yeah. There we go. Okay.
There she
sorry.
Is.
Yeah, no, I'd say like, is there one thing that you would keep up? Like that you're like, I can't let this go.
I love to think that I do, but I'm so a freaking basket case. I just can't keep it together. Well, I mean, I always used to do my eyebrows all the time. And now it's like whenever I can get there, my nails, we already know about that whole catastrophe. I do have
a set on right now.
I do have a set. It's a very boring. This is like this is Jersey Housewife, just like a plain set. Yeah. No design. I mean, it is what it is. It's clean. You know, it's not really me, but it's better than nothing.
I feel like eyebrows I did do more when I was younger, and now I just do them myself. I don't care. I don't know. I don't do anything.
It's always a gamble because you can really mess up the whole feng shui of the face with just one bad nick of a hair.
Yeah.
It's a scary
thing. Just like
thing.
When you like overdraw them too, you're like, oh God, I look-
I'm
like
Harry Munster.
A painting. Yeah. I'm like, not okay.
What is this? So I would say eyebrows would be the thing. But now that I'm realizing upkeep of hair is very important. So when you get your hair colored, it's like, that's a thing you have to do.
Yeah.
Cutting hair, never used to cut. I'm from half Mexican. So we just let the hair ride. The hair could be down to your ass cheeks.
I didn't know that was a trait.
Oh, the hair is a big thing. So like you just leave the hair growing. And in that country, hair is seen as prosperity.
Yes.
It's like it's healthy to have really, really long hair. I mean— don't look at the ends because the ends are dead, sister. The ends have been dead for years, but the hair is long. And
you have good hair. I think LA ruined my hair this year. Honestly,
is it
like
the sun,
the water. No, I think the water. I think it's the water. The water sucks there. And
is
like
it the soft water.
I don't know.
New York has hard. So when you wash your hands, you feel some resistance. And when you go to LA, I was like, why is there still soap on my hands?
Really? Yeah. I never knew that. I'll tell you this. I can't drink the water in LA.
No?
It's only bottled for me.
Bottled.
I'm so sorry to the environment and to those who support the environment, but listen. I am the one keeping bottled water in business. It's just who I am and how I survive. But
the water does not agree with you in LA. Or you're just not supposed to drink it.
I just don't like it. I hate the flavor. It tastes like toilet water. Like,
no.
It's so gross.
No.
But I think it's ruined my hair like thinned out this year. So I've been taking, I'm not going to announce the brand yet, but I've been taking like a hair growing like supplement.
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for that brand deal. You know, do you want to do a, what's it called, deal? What are they called? Why am I blank? My brain. Like when if you buy it
thing.
With my code, I get
affiliate links.
Affiliate, yeah.
And affiliate.
I
was
like, I think affiliates are okay for certain situations, but not this. I want to work with you as a brand.
Yes,
then
yes.
I don't want to just make you more money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to make you money, but I also want to like.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
Help me help you.
So I'm not announcing the brand, but we'll see. I've done it for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I will say I notice my hair is not falling out as much in the shower because I always like, you know, when you wash your hair and
you
like,
get a big lump.
Clump at the bottom. Yeah. I don't have the clump right now.
No clumps.
Something's working. I'll let you know in 90 days. That's when they said I could, you know, they sent me the product to try.
Yes.
So we'll see.
It's such a process, though. I hate the things you have to wait a long time to see results. I'm like, God, I got to wait 3 months.
I know.
It's like braces all over again. I'm thinking about
you have to be consistent.
You'd be consistent.
Yeah. Which is easy for me. I already take meds every morning.
Yeah.
So it's just part of my routine, you know?
Do the routine.
I get it now. I get why my grandmother could take 40 pills every day, you know? Like,
they got the little pill case Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
You know, I don't have a case yet. I think, I don't know that I'm at the age where I should case yet.
Yeah.
My dad does for sure. My dad has like the whole thing. I mean, I think his are like Super Mario, like big world size because, you know, there's just so many pills. You can't really fit them in a small case.
Yes. Well, now there's travel cases for your pills. It's very chic.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole world of...
One for your Xanax, one for your Zoloft. I don't even know the names of antidepressants, I have to be honest.
I think those were two of them, actually. I think you did really well. Yeah, surprisingly. She's like, I don't even know. I'm like, well, you got them right.
Like Xanax or something, or like Zoloft or like Klonopin.
Yeah, you
I have no
it.
Idea.
Okay. No. I'm like, she's clearly experimented with all because she just said them all perfectly, you know.
Who, me? I have no idea.
Abilify? What? Who cares? Who needs it?
Never heard of her. I have no idea.
Actually, there's one commercial. Do you know the Jardiance commercial?
Jardiance.
Is it Jardiance? No. Da-na-na-na-na-na. A1C.
I was at your apartment and you full on did a Broadway show for me for
it
this,
is like
this commercial.
Hairspray on Broadway.
Yes.
But it's a medication commercial.
And are they in like green pastures?
Yeah. And they're dancing and there's a whole crew. There's like a choir. Yes. There's like a lead girl and she has a great voice and it's such a boppy tune. I swear it is like, you know, Mark Shaman wrote it or something.
Yes.
And I'm like, is it the Jardiance commercial? Now I'm blank on the medication. So I guess it didn't have the full effect because I don't know what the meds
are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, it's like,
you're like I totally forget what the fuck the jingle was. But
if you're watching live TV, you guys will know. It's like, do you have A1C? Da-da-da-da. And it's really cute and I love it. And when it comes on, it makes me happy. So good job to those people who created
that Jardiance.
I don't know if it's Jardiance. So don't quote me on
it. Okay, okay. But it is an antidepressant.
Probably. Or it's like an Ozempic. You know what I mean?
Could be one of the... Yeah.
Ozempic commercial's been out forever.
I don't think I've ever seen an Ozempic commercial.
1,000% have. It's about diabetes.
But, yeah. And they don't call it Ozempic, or they do?
No, they do. Ozempic has been out forever. That commercial's been airing. You know, sometimes I wake up, I watch the Today Show, and they play it a lot. Like on, like, network TV.
So... Is this Ozempic has always been a thing as a lot of things do, and then it just becomes a fad because somebody decides to try it for a different reason and they're like, I lost all this weight.
Yeah.
So
who
was the discoverer?
I don't know. I think it's
who
been happening
Galileo
for a while.
For Ozempic?
I watched recently. Do you watch Botched ever?
Oh, well, used to. Now it's like they're doing crazy shit.
I haven't seen they have a new season coming out. I think it's like tomorrow or something, like August 3rd. Yeah, because those two doctors, what are their names?
Well, one's married to one of the housewives.
Dubrow.
And the other guy. it's Bert and Ernie. I don't know what they...
I like those guys. I love Botched. Too. I can fall asleep to Botched. That's on my list of shows
they
I fall asleep to.
They are very relaxing doctors. Like,
yeah.
I would trust them, even though they both look like they have like facelifts, but I both trust them.
I trust them. Yeah.
But I would trust them with my life.
There was an article out, and maybe you guys saw this. There was an article out with the two of them talking about Ozempic, and they were like, you know, Ozempic is like the new Botox and filler where like, you know, it's kind of normalized at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like it is and it isn't. Because they were like, you know, Botox, they think has been normalized, right? Like that is something I keep up with. Okay. Actually, no, I don't. But it's good when I don't keep up with because it's expensive. So
I didn't know that how expensive it was. I was getting a discount.
Yeah.
And then when I wasn't getting the discount anymore, I had to pay full price. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is crazy.
But they were saying about Ozempic and hot topic because a lot of people are on it. But they were saying stop Ozempic shaming because it's...
People need to no. Let me explain about Ozempic. I can literally gag. This is ridiculous.
Wait. This was their take because the headline didn't really go with the article.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It was like an article that was like, ooh, if we put this up, people will read it. And guess what? It worked.
It was clickbait. Guess what? She clicked it.
I was baited and I clicked. And so they said we have to stop Ozempic shaming people because they're denying that they're on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're embarrassed to say, Oh, yeah, no. Did I lose 60 pounds in 2 months? Like, weird. I walk. I hiked. You know, I drink a green juice and like, here I am, skinny mini. So they said we have to stop shaming people on Ozempic because they're not admitting they're on it, and therefore they're not talking about the side effects. And so no one really knows the side effects. We have had a couple articles come out saying
two years and people will start seeing it,
saying like, oh, I have stomach paralysis. Like, yes, people are paralyzing their stomachs. Like, it's like, which is fucked up. Like, that's sad, you know? Like, like, you're not gonna be able to like sit at a restaurant and eat a meal ever again. Like, you're, you know,
it's that just really means that the stomach isn't processing the food.
It won't, yeah, so just it not won't work. Do anything. Okay. So I bet that means like coming in and going out. Like, and or breaking down, you know, the nutrients you need or whatever.
Yeah.
But they were saying like the more we like tell people like don't do like, ew, you're on Ozempic, like they're going to deny it more. And it's kind of similar with like body shaming too, you know, like it's or like eating disorders. When we were like growing up, I feel like we saw like tons of like life. Yeah. At least I watched all those Lifetime movies and shit about people who like, you know, could never like feel comfortable talking about these things. And maybe I'm going too extreme, but I don't know. It's weird because page six today was Erica Jane.
I was just going to bring her up about how she's denying that she's on it. And she gave it the reason for menopause, like change of, she's like, no, I've just been very much exercising and
I'm sorry, but
and menopause.
I'm like, we've heard about menopause our whole life. No one ever said, by the way, you might shed like 100 pounds. All of that weight was period weight. You don't get it anymore. Yeah.
What? That is crazy though, how people are completely denying it. But Erica Jane was, she's like, she's standing ground with that.
Yeah.
She's been denying it for months now.
It's kind of like, It almost feels like people can't come out. You know what I mean? I'm like, just say it. A lot of people are on it. It's not weird. I know tons of people on it and they're talking about it.
Yeah, me too.
And it's sort of like, okay, like how, I don't know how it ends. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, wow, listen, if,
yeah, I we don't like, know how it ends.
You know, if it makes you feel better and you like your body and you have confidence and you feel good in your clothes, like I'm all for doing what you need to do to feel good. I feel that way about plastic surgery and dyeing your hair and piercing yourself. I don't care if that's what makes you feel good. Fucking do it, because I'm going to do what I want to do and I hope you support me. But I feel like the Ozempic, where was I going with this, with Ozempic? Like, why aren't we just being like, yeah, I'm on Ozempic? And
the Ozempic shaming of it all.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, we're going to find out in 2 years, because like no one, how do you get off it? Do you get off it? Like, I don't know how it ends.
Well, that's the thing, is how to teach yourself to do it naturally. But your body's not going to do it because it's happening chemically. So the problem is how to keep the weight off once you go off of it. So that's the tough situation.
Yeah. I feel like with that and any other weight loss pill or something, or anything you ingest to lose weight,
you
also do have to like get yourself in that like, I'm mindset. Gonna work out now,
you gotta eat right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna eat 40 cookies tonight because I'm taking a pill that's gonna make it all go away. Right. Like, you kind of have to change your lifestyle with it, like you're saying, because when you go off, if you just like cold turkey, like I stop, like what
it doesn't happens? Work. My old boss, Sarah Fraser, mentor, long time, she called her, she's like an avid anti-yo-yo dieter. So she's been like all types of weight. And so she always called herself like, I used to go on this diet and I switched and it was never sustainable. And so she's firmly against Ozempic and she's like really talking about it. And a lot of people have a lot of bad things to say, like when she stands her ground about it, but I kind of support her. I'm like, you know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinion. So if you don't agree with it, you agree with it. And she's been through all that fat loss and doing the diets, trying different supplements, and they don't work for her. So she does mindful eating, which is going to a therapist and understanding why you want to eat an entire hoagie right now. What's behind the hoagie?
Why'd you have to go there, Dre? I was like, wow.
Well, I still got pungent hoagies on the brain. I guess I could.
Yeah, you know, I've been in Philly the last few days. I did have an Italian hoagie.
Oh, tell me about it. Oh my God.
No, but I get what you're saying. And I think it's all very personal. Yeah. Like, I could go into a room and someone could be like, you got Botox?
Yes.
Like, I would never do that to my face. And I'm like, okay, that's you, first of all.
Right, right.
Second of all, it's not permanent. You could do it tomorrow and then never do it again.
Yes.
It's not going to like ruin your face forever or whatever.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, everyone has their own opinions of it. I like Sarah. I think she's awesome. If that's how she feels, she, absolutely. You know, she's gone through this kind of shit. But
I'm not shaming. You know who is shaming though? Lizzo. Did you see this?
Shaming the Ozempies?
Shaming.
Is that what we call people on it?
Ozempers.
Okay. I was like, oh, is that Zemskis? It?
No, I have no idea. But I haven't actually heard a name for the
people. I'm
not going to
lie. I've thought, like, you know, have you ever tried on a pair of jeans after, like, you know, a night out? And you're like, God damn it. If I can just lose, like, 5 pounds right now just to fit in these jeans.
Have you ever gained weight and just, and it hit you all of a sudden? Because, well, this is kind of like a brag. It's a humble brag. When I went abroad.
Yeah, I was going to say when I went to Italy.
Bro, I'm motherfucking gained like 30 pounds and I all of a sudden all my clothes don't fit. And you have only a limited supply of clothing. So mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute. Well, yes. I guess I better take my ass to Zara.
Wait, yes.
Because I'm not fitting into these jeans. I came home and in like a tunic, I had like totally changed my style to fit my weight.
Yep.
And my mom was like, why do you have like a million clothes draped along your body? I was like in like these like Zara tunics. I was like, this is the new me, mother.
Wow.
And then I opened the drapes and she was like, oh my God, you've gained so much.
Oh my God.
She wasn't
God.
Mad about it. She was just like, wow, what have you done abroad? And I was like, truly?
Drank
every day and had delicious Spanish pastries after every meal and did pasta and
it's
mostly
worth
drink.
It. Honestly, it's worth drink. It when you're there.
Like, oh my God. I had
did you
I
have the best time ever?
Worry in the world, except when I did put these like jeans on and I was like, damn.
You come back to America and everyone's like, what the fuck are you wearing, Dre?
Yeah, seriously. I was like, I was abroad.
The exact thing happened to me. I was abroad for a summer when I was like 17 and I went to Europe for the summer. This is all a very privileged sad.
Dude, I hated it coming out of my mouth. I was abroad and I gained weight.
I was abroad.
I hated
me
it.
Me too. So I was abroad for the summer and I'm the oldest of three. And we were like, it was September and we were doing like back to school, like shopping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember they gave me jeans in the dressing room that were like four sizes bigger than the jeans that mm-hmm. I, you know, knew I had.
Yes.
And I was like, and it was like this small store that we were like friends with the owners and we'd go there like before school. And I just remember being like, these aren't my size. And they were like, just try those, you know,
just
see how they fit. And then my brother, the fucking loud mouth, he was straight up like, hey, so you got fat this summer, but like mom was like, don't say anything. So whatever.
And had the brother code had to tell you what's up.
In a dressing room. I just cried. I gained like 20 pounds, which was a lot. I was like small as a teenager. And I was like, oh my God. And then my mom's like, it's okay, Anna. You know, we have yogurt.
We'll just
cucumbers.
Let's get you back to the gym.
My mom's like 106 pounds.
Oh yeah. Your mom is tiny.
My mom is a small lady and she's been very sad lately. Did I tell you this? I think I said it on last week's episode where she was straight up like, you know, when I'm sad and stressed, like I don't eat, like I'm at an all-time low. And I was like, what? She's like, I'm at my all-time low. I was like, for your weight? She's like,
emotionally or weight?
Weight. And I was like, okay, brag, bitch. I was like, wait to like shove that in the mix. You know what
I mean?
I'm
at my all-time low. It does depend. Are you a stressed eater or a stressed starver?
I think I'm good at like forgetting to eat. Like,
yes.
And then like, it'll hit me and I'll be like, I need to eat.
Damn,
like
I'm starving. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't stress. I think when I'm stressed, I try and give myself things that are really, that I like.
Yes.
I try and
or
like
stress shoppers.
Yeah. I'm a stress shopper for sure. That makes me feel better. But like, I know when I'm upset and when I'm stressed, like don't order something that like you think is like healthy or whatever. I'm like, just get a burger or get a pizza, get something, you know, you love because you need to eat. And like, you haven't eaten in 2 days, you know, like stuff like that. So I think I'm like a take care of yourself eater.
Comfort
stress eater. Are you
that
a starver or an eater?
I would say, yeah, no, I'm not really a starver. No, I don't think so. When I'm stressed, if stressed about work, then yeah, you're doing other things. You're distracted.
Yeah.
But if I'm like revenge stress, like a guy pissed me off and I need to get hot, bitch, I ain't eating. Bitch, I'm going to the gym. I'm gonna look good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I feel better about that. Yeah. So it really depends on the situation.
Yeah. It's
situational.
It is a situational thing. Yeah. Like I've been really stressed this week and there were like 36 hours where I didn't sleep or really eat.
Yeah.
Aside from like some peanut M&Ms I found in my bag, you know, from an airplane.
Yes.
And so I was just like, it was so funny because like we, for those, I mean, I can talk about my situation, but
let's get into, let's
it's
do a
okay.
recap.
So we've had like the craziest, I can't believe it's been 1 week. It feels like the last 6 months of
right.
It's but it also feels out. Like yesterday, but, my dog got sick on Wednesday night of last week and it, you know, when this airs, it'll be a week ago. But whatever. And he we were in the Hamptons and we had to go to a doctor. We had to go to a vet and then we had to go to an emergency hospital. And it was just like, you know, eating mm-hmm. or like anything else yeah. was kind of like put off. Mm-hmm. And then this is the best. So we had to. They saved his life at the emergency hospital in Long Island. Like they really did. He had a lot of like he had a heart problem and they were able to remove the fluid around his heart and he was feeling much better.
Yes.
So he needed to see a cardiologist and the game plan was they couldn't get a cardiologist till Monday. It was a really nice hospital in Long Island, but mm-hmm. smaller. So their cardiologist, they were like, he was on call on Friday and then they were like, actually, he's not available till Monday. So you might want to bring him somewhere else. And I'm from Philadelphia. So we were like, let's go to Philly. Is he okay in the car? To drive from Long Island to Philadelphia, which on a Friday is a good 4-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. yes.
And they were like, he's okay to do that. So we did a transfer. It was fucking Mission Impossible.
Do they transfer him for you or you guys are allowed to take him?
No, we take him. But okay. He had his like IV still in his arm and everything. They were like, it was all wrapped up. You wouldn't see it.
I know. But like to see their little frail bodies. Like,
his body was fine. He was fine. It was just like, you know,
it's like a
he's very dramatic. My dog, like if he has like,
oh, well,
he can't handle the cone. My dog is like a human in terms of like how mm-hmm. he looks, his style, his mm-hmm. clothes. Like he really cares
sits
about
up
it.
In chairs like this.
Yeah, he's like a little like human. But so whenever he had, because he had something removed once on his arm and he had it wrapped up. And so this was wrapped up. He puts his arm out long for you to like see it. So we're in the car and he's like, ouch. like kind of like me, honestly. Yeah. Like if I have an injury, you're going to know about it. Okay. I'm going to be like, my finger, just fix it. It hurts.
You know, I appreciate Anna's self-awareness because it really is refreshing. So as long as you're self-aware, I mean, that's no one can get mad at you.
No one.
They can't.
I mean, so yeah. So anyway, I was going to say we hadn't eaten or slept since L.A. And let me tell you, you want to know what the bad omen was for all of this? And you're going to agree with me. I'm in LAX because it was an early flight. And I was like, we should get something to eat, you know, for the plane. And, you know, the JetBlue terminal is a shitty terminal. I will say that it's they don't have good food there. So the coffee bean there, I was like, just get me like a plane. I was going to get stuff at the like whatever store, you know, like
Hudson News.
Thank you. Yeah. You know. The goods. And Jared got in line for Coffee Bean and I was like, get me just like an everything bagel toasted with some butter on the side.
Oh, nice.
I don't do cream cheese unless it's a dairy-free cream cheese. That's who I am and who I've been forever. So I can fuck with a butter.
Don't get mad at her for it.
I can do a butter because you know what? I've trained my body to suffer a tiny little butter. You know, I can handle that. And so they forgot the butter. Bad omen number one.
So just a bagel?
I ate a dry everything bagel.
Toasted,
dry, everything bagel. Toasted.
Okay.
On the fucking plane. And I was like, this is so bad. But I was like hungry.
Yeah.
So that was the last meal I had eaten for 36 hours. So we went to like so before we went to go pick him up, they were prepping him to be transferred to Philly or whatever, mm-hmm. to UPenn. And before then, I said, Jared, can we go to this like food market in the Hamptons? It's mm-hmm. like a really, it's the Erewhon of the Hamptons. Okay.
What is it called again?
Round Swamp Farms. There's a couple of
Round
them.
Swamp Farms. Like, is this what Bethany's been doing? She's like buying like $18 tuna salad.
Probably, honestly. Probably. They have one in Montauk. They have a couple of them in the different, you know, areas. So we went to one of the Round Swamp Farms and it is a $23, $25 chicken salad. That's, you know, a tiny little thing.
Highway robbery. I mean, that is just... just robbery.
It's honestly more money than the Hampton, than Erewhon.
Than Erewhon.
I would believe. Yeah.
Didn't think it was possible.
I mean, and I love Erewhon. I am one of those people, and you spend money on food too. I don't care. I don't care how broke I am. I mean, I'm not going to be like super broke and be like, let's go to a steak dinner.
Yes, right.
But I also think in certain situations, I'm like, food I think is meant, I like good food. I'm not going to go to a certain place because their meat is less money than the place that has the good meat that I want. Like I mm-hmm. will, it's something I pay for. You know, everyone has their thing. I will always pay for food. And that's how my mother was. It like my whole life, she is. So we go to Round Swamp Farms and we like split up. We're like in a haze. Jared and I were like, we've been crying for hours and hours and hours. Like our faces just looked like damaged or like 60 years mm-hmm. older.
And we've aged years after this. Yeah, as you do. Yeah.
And it was like two kids in a candy store because I went around and picked out what I wanted and mm-hmm. he went around and picked out what he wanted. And then we just like kind of met at the counter. you know, we got like, I don't know, some mushroom noodle dish, some broccoli, some, you know,
broccoli.
Like an Asian, like almost like a General Tso's chicken type thing. You know, I got some chicken salad because it's good there. I got some cookies. I don't know. Here
we are. Hodgepodge.
$140.
Oh,
none of
for
it
a little
really,
tiny grocery run.
None of it really qualifies as like a meal. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
like
yeah.
It's all kind of like
picking up stuff.
I don't know. Yeah.
Snack.
And then will it be good? It wasn't in a fridge for 10 hours.
It was in the fridge for 10 hours?
No, it was. We were in the car. Like it was in the car for 10 hours.
Oh my God.
When we got to Philly, we didn't realize. We thought, oh, this transfer will be easy. We got there at like 8 p.m. and then we'll just go home to my parents and heat up some of this food. Yeah. I was like, I just want hot food. You know, when you're like, I need hot food. I had KFC, like, yeah, like, I don't know. We mm-hmm. hadn't eaten. And, I say that and I'm like, people are like, I don't know, KFC is a meal. And I'm like, it is, but it wasn't when we got it. I didn't eat it. But because we didn't know it was
there was
wrong.
Details about it that we had yeah. to understand.
But we like, anyway, that was a very funny thing. Like, I'm like, we just like fucking splurged on all this food. Mm-hmm. We did end up eating some of it in a waiting room, which was, you know, not what I wanted to do, but whatever.
No. So you're in PA now.
Yeah. So we went to Philly. My dog was seen at UPenn Animal Hospital, which is okay. like the top one in the country, yeah. which is good. He's sick, though. It's really sad. I'm okay today. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We're doing a little bit of treatment. We're going to see how that works. Mm-hmm. But it's really hard to make these kinds of decisions for your pet. And I'm not a pet mom. Like, I don't like that when people are like, it's my baby. I'm the mommy. I've never been that way. Like, mm-hmm. he's like my like rock. Like, he's my best friend. Like,
yes. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's more of a best friend thing.
I'm not so maternal, but like, feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but people have like, they show ultrasounds and their dog is like in their womb and they're like, this is literally my baby that I birthed. Yeah. It's like, no, you
he
didn't.
Is a part of my life. I don't remember life before Bobby Flay. Like, yeah. 13 years ago, I got a puppy that was 8 weeks old. He was 1 pound and I named him Bobby Flay. Like, that's what I chose.
13 years, yeah.
And so it was just, it's hard to hear all of this and like imagine life in without him.
Yeah.
But, you know, they said give him his best days right now, which means you can give him 5 treats instead of yeah. 1, you know? I don't know.
In these moments, did you feel like the vets were comforting you with good stories? Like, we've seen this before. It always helps me when they tell me other examples because right now I just feel like the news is sad and so it's quick. You didn't expect it. And so did they give you any comforting news? Like, this happens all the time. We see it and the dogs survive and they live a healthy life. And there's many
you
years
know,
left.
They're pretty realistic. They have to be realistic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and his diagnosis is not very good. Of course, there's always mm-hmm. a small chance that he could be the one that's good. But,
yeah.
you know, usually pictures are pretty clear, and mm-hmm. you know, especially at a cardiologist's office, that, you know, if they see something growing on your heart, that it's not,
yeah.
it, you know, they're like, it's a matter of time. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
The only, like, I'm really, and I feel like maybe this can help someone else out there, but the only thing I'm really trying to focus on is, like, he doesn't know he's sick. It was a really awful few days and he almost died. But, like, right now, he
yeah.
feels good. He has no idea. He's not, you know, he doesn't, like, it's nice to feel like, okay, well, he's not going to, like, go through old age, really. He's mm-hmm. not going to get arthritis. He's not going to have issues going to the bathroom and walking and this and that. Because I think that's really painful and hard to watch, you
yeah.
know, animals, humans, anyone.
Be
like,
in pain.
Yeah, to see someone suffer. So,
yeah, no.
I don't know. It's going to take him quick. TBD when. I sort of am like, it like... We had to cancel our trip to Europe this week, which is
that
really
one
fucking hard.
That one hurts. I was going to offer to you, like, do you want me to watch him while you guys are away?
No,
like,
no,
I
no,
will.
No.
It's.
No, my parents. He was supposed to stay with my parents this week. My parents lost their dog 2 weeks ago. This is like deja vu. It's
yeah.
really all awful. I couldn't, like, even though he looks great right now and he seems okay, like, although we did just do chemo, but like, I can't go to like Europe, like, not.
And enjoy
you know.
Yourself while thinking that Bobby's
just,
at home.
I feel guilty for being in New York, but I have yeah. my show tomorrow. But I'm like, you know what? Like, it's okay. Like, he's okay right now,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I've had 13 years of awesome times with him.
Yeah.
So if I kept him alive this long, I'm not going to not keep him alive as long as I can. You know what I mean?
That's the situation you're with, right? You're like, well, I've done everything I have before.
Yeah.
You know, the people that just immediately are like, I'm not going to pay for that because either they can't or...
I mean, I can't either, but like, luckily they take credit cards.
Amen to the vets over at UPenn for taking the credit
cards.
All
the vets take credit cards. It does suck that money comes first before anything.
I know.
You have to sign all these estimates. And we have pet insurance, and I recommend it for everyone. We have pet insurance, thank God. But like, so a chunk will be covered, which is good. But, you know.
Thankfully. You're like, what does insurance do? Absolutely nothing. But thankfully, it does come in handy.
It does come in handy. And it can all happen in $8,000, you know, 48 hours. So,
yeah.
All right. This got sad. We're going to take a quick break and come back and be so happy.
Hey.
Okay, we're back. We kept it together, which is good. That's a good sign. Wait, I did want to tell you one thing I did last night.
Oh, yes.
Just to cheer my spirits up. You guys, I went to Hillstone.
Went to Hillstone? Bitch. You didn't even post about it. Went to Hillstone and went untraced.
I took a photo of the Osaka sushi.
The Osaka.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I was meeting my friend for dinner and she had like a doctor's appointment in the area. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm sorry, where did you say you were? And she was like, you know, like, I don't know, like 32nd, 31st, like on the east side somewhere. And I was like, well, girl. Do I? And I was like, what's around there? And it popped up on my Google Maps because it knows I've been.
Yes, it does.
And I was like, do you want to go to Hillstone? She's like, ooh, I love Hillstone. And I was like, fantastic. And I called and they didn't have a reservation. You know, that Hillstone is so fucking like it,
because it's pretentious. It's
close, yes. Yeah. Obviously. Because it's close to Murray Hill, the Park Ave South one. You're just like, it's just like, it's like annoying as hell. Mm-hmm. But it's literally like girls' night out or Murray Hill, like, you know, finance boys or first dates. That's the only
first dates. Oh,
that is the vibe.
Yeah.
So I took the 9 p.m. table and I was like, I'll just try and find seats at the bar. And I found a seat for myself at the bar, not my friend, but she wasn't there yet. So I ordered myself the sushi.
The Osaka.
Osaka sushi and a ginger ale. And I was like, I'm crushing it right now.
What are you, an 80-year-old Jewish grandma?
I got the Osaka and a ginger ale.
I didn't eat.
And I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I hadn't eaten all day. So I was like, don't get alcohol yet. You're going to regret that.
Mm. Ginger ale, coats the stomach. Nice.
Eat something and drink, you know, some soda first. Yeah. Get some sugar in you first. Yeah.
Well, I was going to suggest going to Hillstone tonight.
I know, but I went last night. I mean, I
understand.
I could always go again, but like, I don't know. There are so many good restaurants in New York City. We'll find somewhere else. We're going to go to dinner tonight. But it's not going to be Hillstone. I'm sorry, Dre. I'm sorry I did that to you. I did invite. I said if you're around
you
tonight.
You did.
So she almost came.
I did. I was driving back from D.C. And whenever I say I'm going to get there at 8, I get home at like 11 p.m. because I don't leave till 6 or 7, you know. So
I will say different back. Menu in
different menu
in Santa Monica than in New York.
How different?
Not so different. The hits are there, except like there were a couple things that I was like, oh, we had this in Santa Monica. They don't have this here.
Yeah.
Interesting. But I will say still no espresso martinis in either. So, you know,
that's a loss on my end.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is a loss for a lot of people. I think Hillstone gets asked at least 40 times a night. Can I have an espresso martini?
I know.
You know.
I would have them put a big sign up if I worked there. Just like, I cannot answer this question anymore because bitches be so basic. And they're like, I have answered this. I mean, it must be like a penny jar every time somebody asks for an espresso martini because it's ridiculous.
It is so funny because everyone at the bar there has a martini.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
God, I changed it up. I got an Aperol spritz. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Hillstone Aperol?
Listen, I can drink an Aperol spritz.
Craving a martini.
Anywhere.
I know a lot of, I've heard unpopular opinions. People don't like Aperol spritzes. And I'm like, how? It's just so refreshing.
It's so refreshing. That? It's like adult orange soda. Like you really can't go wrong.
I mean, St. Germain spritz. Now I can have about 15 of those.
Mm, limoncello spritz.
Limoncello spritz.
Yum.
What's the Greek one you made me?
Italicus. I think it's Italian.
It is. No. But it was a different drink you made me. It was like a different type of spritz.
Italicus. It's a liqueur.
But what was the drink called?
I don't know.
It was made with Italicus. It's a different type of spritz, and you introduce it to me, and you're like, girl, you got to try this. And it was delish. It might have been the limoncello spritz.
I don't know, because you know that video I did of like your friend who got back from Italy? Like, that was me, you know?
That was you.
That was me forever. I was like, write what you know. And that's what I knew, is to be that obnoxious girl who's like, Aperol? Look, I got a better one, okay? I have a good spritz for you.
Don't be so basic with your Aperol.
Yeah, the Hillstone was divine. I will say, my friend and I, the entire time, were arguing over, she thought that F. Murray Abraham, you know, the grandfather in The White Lotus season two.
Oh.
You know, the funny grandpa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thought he was at the bar, and I was like, it looks like him, but it's not him. I knew it wasn't him.
Yes.
But the whole time, I like to the point where I'm like putting on my glasses and I'm like, is it him? I'm like, oh, no.
New York streets, it's very hard. I see so many people in the subway that I like never expected.
Yeah.
And I saw Tara Reid at Secrets.
Yes.
And you guys, Tara? It looked just like Tara, but I mean, she was waifish. She was a skinny little girl.
She is, though.
She is. But I was like, God damn, is she that thin? And she was just like wailing her arms around. And I was like, I know that's Tara Reid. And everybody around me was like, who the fuck is Tara Reid? I was like, Tara Reid, hello. Yeah, they had no idea. I was like, have you ever seen American Pie? Have you ever, wasn't she in the Scream movies?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen American Pie?
Have you ever seen the Scream movies? I was like, hold on.
It was confirmed Tara Reid. And then I was like, damn, what is she doing these days? Because she just looked like she was having a great old time. But she's in the new show. I kind of want to, Sandoval is in the show.
I kind of feel like we should recap it. But then you were like, it's just hot people doing like exercises. But I mean, I'm like, we could maybe recap it.
I wouldn't mind, especially because Sandoval's in it. But what is the show called again?
Like forces.
American Ninja Warrior. But it's
like celebrity force, Air Force One or something. Yep.
Brian Austin Green is in it.
Wow.
Todd Chrisley's daughter.
Okay. So you just know, have Todd to be Chrisley, like hot to jail. And semi-successful. It's like the Dancing with the Stars for like extra hot people or something.
Yeah, no.
Actually, no.
Truly,
Sandoval's
though.
Not hot. I don't know why I said that.
People think he's hot. When I posted about him, they're like, wow. It's called Special Forces. So they're just doing special like forces. Intense Special Forces. You got
close.
It. Forces. They're doing intense military workouts, which I find very hot and attractive.
Yeah.
I like to think I could do it.
Yeah.
Hold a plank for like 10 minutes. I'm there like, bitch.
If you're holding money over my head, I might be able to right now.
Yeah. It's all in the mind.
Yeah. I think I could.
Special Forces.
That's how broke I am.
Black China's in the show.
Hell yes.
Brian Austin Green, Zaddy. We got Sandoval. Oh my God. Tyler Cameron.
Oh. Isn't JoJo Siwa also in it?
Oh my God. She is.
Hell yeah.
Tara Reid, Todd Chrisley's daughter, some actual names that I don't.
Wait, do you watch Claim to Fame?
No.
Have you ever?
I don't think so.
Okay, it's like basically the show that's hosted by the two Jonas Brothers, you know, the one that's not in the band. Is his name Frankie Jonas or something? Yeah, Frankie Jonas. And
there's four of them?
Yeah. There's a brother who's a musician too. He's just not one of the Jonas Brothers that you know.
And there's four Jonas Brothers.
Yes. Frankie Jonas is the youngest and he like wasn't in the band, but he does music.
What?
He's charming on
Name
the show.
Name all the Jonas Brothers.
I can't.
Wait, no. Kevin, oldest. Married Joe. To Danielle, love. Joe, middle.
Married to Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. What's her name? Kevin, Joe, and Petey? I don't know.
Amelia Clark is the other. No, the other one.
Oh my God.
And then Nick Jonas, baby.
Nick.
And then there's Frankie. So
and
Kevin,
Frankie.
Joe, Nick, Frankie.
Yes.
So what does Frankie look like?
Kind of like them.
But they all look different. So who does he look like out
so
of all the brothers?
So he hosts it with Kevin Jonas. They host Claim to Fame together. And it's basically
what?
Like a competition series of all these people who are related to celebrities.
Oh.
But the whole point is like you have to try and guess like who they're related to, and they drop hints and they live in a house and it's like a whole thing. Wait,
yeah.
You have to watch just the first episode. I saw it on TikTok to the point it made me watch the first episode because this girl,
oh boy,
freaks out. Like you've never seen reality TV so good. Loses her fucking
I mean, we've
mind.
All seen American Idol. I'm pretty sure I've seen people freak out.
I'm gonna spoil it, but like it's just so funny to watch. I showed it to Jared and his mouth was just like open. But
what was her talent?
Well, they did like a talent show, but you try and throw them off. So you're not doing like what you're good at. You're trying to be
okay.
like there was a guy who was like, I want them to think I'm related to like a basketball player. So
okay.
I'm just going to play basketball on stage for my talent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, he sucks at basketball. Maybe he's like trying to catfish us. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, 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 yes.
This girl, I'll tell you who she's related to.
Okay.
She's related to Tom Hanks. She's his niece. And she is the first, they vote people off.
Yeah.
Essentially. And like,
yeah, check that.
She gets voted, not voted off. Like, they'll be like, they'll vote someone off. So let's
yes.
say they all pick Dre. They're like, Dre, you're voted off. You
uh-huh.
can, you have your chance to save yourself if you're like, actually, I know who Mike's celebrity is. I pick Mike to come up. And if you're right, if you guess right, then he's off the show and you're saved. So some guy was getting voted off. This is the first episode.
A safety.
And he was like, I know who her celebrity is. And they've made like alliances. It's like very Survivory.
Wow.
And so you'd think like, oh man, like I'm off the show. Like, yeah. What is this show? They win money, but like she loses her shit. You have to see her screaming. She's like, they put a fucking bench. Everyone knows Forrest Gump has a bench. Like, I was like, oh my God. It's intense. I'm going to find this
And these
clip.
Are totally like, because I feel like the other celebrities or the family members would know other family members of celebrities. Like, don't everybody know each other?
I don't know.
So they think that they're just taking a chance that Tom Hanks's niece doesn't know freaking.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Joe Jonas's brother.
Yeah.
Well, they're the host. I can't get over that they have four brothers. I feel so bad for the fourth.
I love
the fourth.
This is going to be her takeaway of the day. There are four Jonas brothers? There might even be five. I don't know. Maybe there's more.
But like, what about Frankie?
You're gonna
Justice
love
for Frankie.
You're going to let, yeah. But he's got a good thing going, I think. He finally, he's
Who
got
did
a
he
TV
marry?
Show.
Did he marry anybody popular?
I don't know if he's married.
Maybe he's like the last one.
The last single Jonas.
Well, everybody always says, they're like, oh my God, Nick is done now. Which yeah. I never thought, well, I guess when we were younger. I always thought
Nick is with Priyanka Chopra, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They all have they're very cute. Different tastes.
They're cute.
Oh, very cute. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they talk about, but I love that. I love the cultures
yeah.
involved. Speaking of, this has nothing to do with anything, but I wanted to give you your gift, finally.
You guys.
Which is a bunch of tchotchkes, which
we are
I just
August 2nd. My birthday is still going. Okay. It was June 15th.
It was June 15th. Listen, she's the Gemini.
When's your birthday?
August 13th.
Okay, 10 days away from Dre's.
No, but here's the thing, is I wanted to give this to you in person. I couldn't travel with everything. I was still building the gift.
It better be a puppy.
I know, Bobby's little brother. But no, I normally, it's so hard to give gifts because I wanted to, like, I have a million things I want to give you and they all cost about $100,000. Like, I want to give you like a brand new Givenchy bag.
Damn.
But I can't.
Glad I made you as a friend.
Financially. I'm a really good gift giver, but this
when
one
we're
is,
rich, when this podcast takes off, hold on. When we're rich, when we're like, you know, fucking money has come to us, flowing in it. I think we should get each other designer bags for our birthdays every year.
Done and done.
Okay. And not the fake ones at TJ Maxx. Shout out Bethany Frankel. We're not going to get duped.
Not the dupes.
No.
Not the dupes. I mean, every time we talk now, we have to do like the Bethany extreme. Like,
oh my God.
It's sick. The
it's
dupes.
Insane.
It's insane.
This is so insane. I'm so, yeah.
It's sick. The way she like opens up her whole mouth. Anyway, enough of that. Here's to Anna Roisman.
Oh my
it's
God, we're doing an
late.
Unboxing. You
we're
guys
doing
all
an unboxing.
Thank you. Hi, Barbie. Okay, Barbie.
I know, it's very pink.
I love it. I already see pink. Oh my God. It's a cup.
Is that the most Barbie cup you've ever seen?
It is a Barbie cup. I love her. I'm really feeling, you know, 'tis the season of Barbie. Wait, what? There's more in here. She's got a whole thing. Should I open my card?
Yeah.
Hashtag big wig. Hashtag momager.
Thank you so much. This is so sweet. Happy 26th birthday.
I can't believe I'm saying my age on air.
I know. It's revealing
Wait, why
a lot.
Is there a receipt in here? In
it's case a gift receipt.
You're so funny. Oh, I'm not going to read the whole thing because, you know, that's personal and it says all these like crazy inside jokes that you guys like wish you knew. Oh my God, but I'm so happy. Wait, what do we have here? How cute.
It's a little big wig PJ set.
I love it. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's the receipt.
Oh my God, I got a hair scrunchie. That's the scrunchie. Oh my God, I love
imagine
it.
Imagine your scrunchie for the pajamas.
So cute. Wait, it's pajamas?
It's from Aerie. It has like a whole PJ set line they have now, which
so
is
so cute.
Like, but honestly, it's a cute shirt that you could wear as a shirt too.
It's really cute. And I like it I like the scrunchie. Oh, wait, we got more in here. It's a whole bag of goodies for me. A Gemini candle.
It's nice. Smells nice.
A little Gemini candle.
Wow. Anna was very proud of being a Gemini.
I love being a Gemini. I'm still a Gemini.
And obviously candy. Because
hell yes.
Anna loves candy.
She knew
candy.
I needed some food today. And I treat sweet tarts as a lunch, you know? I love it. Thank you so much.
Sweet
so
tarts.
Sweet. How fun to do an unboxing on air.
And the big wig bracelet, which just is not in there.
Well, here, I got you one. Do you want a big wig bracelet?
The big wig, the matching ones.
I made a Big Wig bracelet at a beading setup. How cute is she?
That's adorbs. It's adorable. I need to contact the girl because we need to get matching of that and then the other ones. We have.
I made this. I designed it.
But I thought the girl made it for you. At the
No, they like just a, like, they just put the little, they secure
oh,
it.
Oh, oh, oh.
So it doesn't fall That's, off.
We love.
So cute, right?
Oh my so God. So cute. We love.
Thank you so much. Very love thoughtful you. Of you. I love you.
It's I'm not so a grateful. Givenchy bag, which is what I wanted.
I mean, who cares? Who cares?
It will be, though, soon enough.
All right, we're going to take another little quick breaky poo so I can eat some sweet tarts.
We are back. Anna enjoyed herself a little giant chewy sweet tart, which are very hard to find, by the way. Mm. The giant chewies. Like, I have a very hard time finding them.
Ben, good job.
Thank you.
You know where we have to go, actually? I'm sorry, but where? I saw it on Willy Instagram Wonka's yesterday. Emporium of... close. Very close, actually. In I think it's in Times Square at the Reese's store.
Oh.
Have you seen this shit? Mike's seen it.
You've bigger seen than, this. Bigger no. than an M&M you
know,
store?
You know Cold Stone Creamery?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you know how they do the slab and you pick, oh, I want candy. Yeah. I want this. I want marshmallows. I want all this
it's
bullshit.
It's like the Benihanas for ice cream.
Absolutely. And then they like put it in a cup.
Yes.
There's a Reese's thing where they do that with peanut butter and you add in all your toppings and they mash it all
peanut
up.
Butter. Yes, Hold there on. Is.
And then there's a big, and then it goes in a giant Reese's cup and then they take a big hunk of chocolate on and they seal it on top. And that's, it's like supersized Reese's with all of the toppings that you want inside. I saw this what? On Instagram yesterday and I kid you not, I watched it like six times. I was like, I gotta go.
It kind of a boutique ice cream store or you go in and it's just, it's that's ice one cream. Thing you can
it's
get.
It's just Reese's peanut butter.
And I'm pretty sure it's on 44th Street. It's,
yeah,
I walked
I've been
past
to the store.
It the other day. I was like, what? I got to get in there.
Oh my God. I've been to the store.
Did you get one? Frozen?
No, I didn't. I didn't like, I walked past it. I was going on a date. So I didn't have time to stop for
Mike.
If Mike took me to that Reese's.
You went on a date.
If you took me to a Reese's like store on a date, I'd be like, let's get married.
I'd be like, you know what? I like your style.
This is creative.
Where were you headed to?
I was going to Dutch Fred's in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh.
Which is not the nicest spot, but nice enough for the occasion, I think.
That's nice enough. Is this number one date, number two, number three?
I can't remember. I think it was a first date with this person that I've gone out with a few times now, but I did walk past that Reese's store.
You were like, whoa.
Was yeah. it as good as the Instagram suggested?
The store looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I've been
it
to
looks
the store.
Very, it look, well, it's the thing that you're talking about.
Yeah,
though,
yeah,
right?
yeah.
It's at the Reese's specific place.
Yeah.
And it looks incredible in there. It does look like a Cold Stone Creamery
yeah,
for Reese's cups.
Design yeah. your own Reese's peanut butter cup, but it will last Whoa. You or it will feed a family of 12.
Yes.
Like it's like
that's how big the cup is.
It's like a bowl
yes.
of chocolate. How did we
no,
get on this topic? We were
it's
like,
so
oh, we're talking about this,
square.
This, and this. It's so it and then the peanut butter. I'm gonna show you this video after and you're gonna be like done. I'm ready.
I don't even know if I could finish that. I mean, I would have to take like a grab bag to go.
Yeah.
A grab bag.
I don't even know if you eat it there because they seal it up in a box and you walk out with it like a little
oh my
like,
God.
Cake to go. You know what I mean?
The peanut butter doesn't melt?
Probably. It's fucking hot out.
I don't understand the logistics of this. What is this? It's just, not ice cream.
Just picture like a Reese's cup, you know, like Honey, I Blew Up the Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to look like it's that.
All right. Okay. We should go.
Okay.
For like a Big Wig bite.
We should go in character as Courtney and Chris. We should totally go to the Reese's Cold Stone Creamery place.
I don't even think they wouldn't even know what to do in there.
Yeah.
There's way too many sugar calories.
I really thought that Kris Jenner would repost me this week, but I don't think she knows exactly what I'm going
girl
through.
Girl dinner. That one?
Any of my videos. I really just thought like
any of them, right?
I kind of feel like I'm due for some like good, you know, good
reposting
stuff.
Yeah,
no, just like good things to happen. And
yes,
and someone was like, well, what do you want to happen? And I was like, I just want Kris Jenner to like acknowledge me.
Honestly, a little repost goes a long way. It does.
Yeah,
the Chelsea Handler mention, that went a long
way. Long way.
I mean, we've been down in the dumps. I think everybody's numbers, this is so like, you know, shop talk, but numbers have been down recently and everybody's noticing it. Even the big TikTokers are like, we're noticing a slump.
I posted about it last week. I'm like, because every time I'd post a reel,
yeah,
I'll lose like 100 followers.
It's like a weird.
And I'm like, don't you want us to post yeah. on this platform? Isn't that it's, the point of.
It's like, don't take my bots away. We need the bots.
My numbers have gone back in the last
now
few days.
Back.
I haven't posted.
Hmm.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
So I'm not understanding. the sitch. I did have some good response to the Bethany video, so I'm happy about that. I thought it was going to be stupid. My mom was really clueless about it. I tried to explain it to her. She was like, why are you impersonating people eating crabs? I'm like, Mom, it's a craft. Yeah. You wouldn't understand. People loved it. She's like, they loved you copying another person eating crabs? I was like, listen. You won't understand.
It's okay. They don't need to understand it all. I don't think my dad understands half of my show. I'm like, do you know any of these people? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he knows some
of
these people.
But you weave in, which, by the way, I'm so excited for the show. Which,
thank you.
It's Thursday. So today, when the show comes out, I'm very excited that it'll be tonight. We're going to be rocking and rolling at Joe's Pub.
You know, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be a wild ride, no matter what.
You've been through a lot, so just put it all out on the stage.
Thank you.
As they say. As no
the
one
show
said.
Must go on, said the cliche bitch.
Yes, it will.
I hate myself for saying that, but it's true.
But
I
was
true. I'm like posting, because someone was like, are you canceling your show? And I was like, no.
I know, because I was thinking that.
I can't. I can't.
People are relying.
If he dies in the 2 hours that I'm on stage, then you know what? God planned that. I don't know. If there is a God.
You'll write another show about that.
Yeah. It's going to be called JetBlue Killed My Dog.
God.
We might
damn.
Have to cut that out eventually, okay?
Just going to say goodbye to the JetBlue sponsorship. I see it flowing away over there.
No,
we don't want to work with them anyways.
I don't, honestly. And I used to love them, but I don't.
We'll save that story for another day.
Thank you. Yes.
I had an interesting story. My friend sent this to me and she goes, oh my God, your world's colliding. And it is crazy when we have two of our people that we impersonate come together.
Yes.
In a seamless aligning of the stars, if you will. By the way, it was a blue moon yesterday night. Do you know what that is?
Sturgeon moon, actually. It wasn't a blue moon.
Drake,
do I not know what it is? She's leaving. Don't leave, okay? It was a full moon. Let me explain something.
Anna goes, it's a sturgeon moon. What the
I'm about to wax and wane your ass. You know what that means? So when the moon is waxing and waving, I'm about to whoop your ass. What the is a sturgeon moon?
Listen, I read about it all last night. I'm sorry, but when you go through trauma, you are just grasping for some good, you know, good juju.
You're grasping for some straws over here.
So apparently, I'm on Google last night.
Sturgeon moon.
I couldn't find the moon all night, too. I was looking for it when I was walking around New York City. It was really hard to find, and I finally found it. You know, it was hiding. And no, the sturgeon moon, it's a full moon. There are two full moons in August. So
really?
It's a very strong. Yeah. August 1st.
Like always?
No. Like right now.
Okay.
This August. There was one last night. They're calling it the sturgeon moon.
Okay.
And then there's one on the 30th. So beginning of the month, end of the month, we're going to get two full moons.
It's going to be a big month for us.
Which means either you're going to be fucked up because, you know, a full moon is just like, oh, wow, no wonder like life has been like a piece of shit lately.
It's all making sense now.
You know, or you're going to take that energy and good things are going to happen. I think it's prepping us for a positive fall. I'm going to take it as a positive sign, even though it's been a bad
one. Me too. It's been terrible.
No, but the full moon, what I was trying to say, sturgeon moon, apparently like the moon is so bright that like literally when you're farming sturgeon, like the fish, like it's like a good time to go and hunt for sturgeon.
Sturgeon's what I got. Fish?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was another color like cerulean blue.
No,
that's sturgeon.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. So it really relates to the fishermen that are trying to catch the fish because they can see the fish with the bright moon.
I guess so. Sturgeon moon meaning it's at its peak on August 1st, 2023. Mm-hmm. Oh, the full blue moon is on Wednesday the 30th. So you were close. That's when the blue moon is.
Okay. You know, I get my information from my mom sometimes and she mixes things up. She goes, tonight's the blue moon. No, it's the sturgeon. So sturgeon is just a bright moon.
After the large fish in the Great Lakes and other major bodies of water that were more easily caught this time of year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe we should go fishing tonight.
Maybe.
Maybe, you know, it's close enough.
It is. I mean,
what would you do if I was like, Dre, hey, instead of dinner, do you want to just like go fishing on like the Hudson River and see if we can catch some like sturgeon?
I'm always wondering when I see people out in the most random spots fishing, I go, bro, what are you catching?
Like, for what?
But for what though? I do like fishing. I'm going to
catch like
huge
wet tampons in New York City.
Truly. Well, like a dead body.
Ugh.
A dead fish, really.
Yeah. I'm not a fisher. I don't really care.
Well, no, my problem is, you know, I was in Aruba and in the early morning, there was just people out right outside of our rooms. You know, it's just like your little hut is right on the water. It's stunning. And the guy was just fishing at 8 a.m. and he caught a fish and he's showing his son. The fish is flopping around like, I'm dying. I like it when you just catch the fish, boop, throw it back in, save a life. ride a cowboy.
Got it.
But this
but
guy,
you eat fish, right?
I eat fish, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just watching him just show his son and the fish was flopping around and I was like, throw it back already. This yeah. is a science lesson, but I got throw you. It back. But the fish was, I mean, the Aruba fish are, they're beautiful. They're like iridescent and gorgeous and striped. And I wanted to get out there with my fishing rod, but getting the fish off the hook is hard. You got to control it.
No, not for me.
Not for us. It.
But wait, go
so
back.
We can catch
surgeons.
So
you got your two celebrities. We got so off track. Two celebrities colliding in one momento.
That was the worst off track.
In uno momento. Well, you brought up the blue moon and I was like, bitch, it's a sturgeon moon. And then you walked out on
it. And
me,
then I stormed off. Yeah. let's read the headline. So it's involving Teresa Giudice. Yes. And our girl, Sofia Vergara. Sofia Giudice. I'm mixing up the names. Teresa had some harsh words for Sofia. Teresa said she broke down the story of Vergara being the rudest woman she's ever met. What? The wow. ladies were at Mario Lopez. And then the last name, like this story is meant for me.
Oh my God.
They were at a Mario Lopez event in 2017. Sofia Vergara, PR person, and my PR person spoke together. And then the two of them said, let's get a picture of Teresa and Sofia. Then when we went to go take the picture, she was like standing in front of me. And it's like, okay, that's not how you take a picture. She was like the most rudest woman I've ever met. And then I heard her say to her PR person, why are you making me take a picture with that lady? That's a bitch. Yeah.
That's the difference between scripted show actors versus reality show actors.
Yes. Yeah. You want to talk about the strike?
Yeah.
We're both on strike now, but like.
Hell yeah.
Sophia thinks she's better than me. She didn't want to take a picture with me.
Honestly, you both have great hair. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's like, it's really fucked up. I'm so sorry this happened to you.
Like, it's just rude.
Yeah. Did you want to take a picture with her?
I don't even know who she is.
You never saw Modern Family.
What is that?
you are the Modern
Family. I am the Modern. Yeah, you want to talk about blended families? That's me. Like, that's obviously. Like, when I see that, I was like, Sophia, what are you? Like, sexy Spanish? Like, Louis Spanish.
Okay.
So I was like, oh my God, you like Spanish. Like, my husband, Louis. He's like.
He's Spanish.
Dominican, Puerto Rican, Mexican. He's like all
that. He's a lot.
He's a lot. People think he's Italian. Louis's not Italian.
Wow.
He's Spanish.
It's not.
But yeah, so like I was trying to tell Sophia, but she was like clueless. But that was back in 2017, so I couldn't even tell her that.
Oh, do you think she remembers this, you know, incident or no?
Probably not.
Okay.
But she should.
She should. She's That's rude. Why you're bringing it back into the news.
I'm bringing it back because it was rude and I didn't like it. And,
and you're still thinking about
it. I'm still thinking. Yeah, I got four daughters. She got one son. And I was trying to be like, yo, we're both moms.
Yeah.
So
everything should be fine.
We should be talking.
Yeah, absolutely.
But her PR person is like not nice. So rude.
Listen, you know what? I think it's a lot of the housewives are speaking out right now about a lot of issues. So I think it's good that you brought this back into the mainstream. You know, most are talking about like striking and like,
or like what, yeah.
contracts and stuff. Yeah. But if you want to take down Sofia Vergara, SAG actress, then you go, Teresa.
Yeah. Like I'm doing the Lord's work, as they say. I'm like fighting the good fight. So
give me one more. Do you have any more?
I'm turning the other cheeks.
Okay.
I'm counting my blessings.
That's great. Now I have to hear one line on the flip side. Sofia Vergara, do you remember refusing to take a photo with Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives?
I don't, because I saw this woman come up to me and I said, who is that? And then my PR person said, hey, Sofia, be nice and just take a picture. And I said, yeah. Okay. And then I went over and I whispered to her. I said, who is that? And I guess Teresa heard it or something, but I don't know.
Yeah. So you don't really have anything against her. You just don't know who she is.
Exactly. But people think that I am so animated. They see my hands moving and they're like, oh, she's rude. But I am not. I don't really watch reality TV.
You are a judge on America's Got Talent.
I am. And I have to say hello to so many people. But Teresa, I don't know what. I don't know.
Got it. Are you on strike? Yeah.
I am on strike, but I have a panties line.
What?
Like I have little sexy thongs.
Oh, okay.
So I am still making money from these. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As most, I feel like that's good that you have side businesses for times like these, right?
Yes. Yeah, they wanted me to have a tequila line, but I said, no, I want to do panties.
Okay.
So
that works, you know, for underneath all those dresses.
Aye, exactly. You don't want the ugly lines.
No, definitely not. No.
We have the cheeky ones, the thongs. It's very nice.
What's the name of your company?
Cheeky Smeeky.
It's beautiful.
Cheeky Smeeky Bobiki. Got it. I don't know the name of it. I have to look it up, but I want to say to Sophia, to
Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa. How do you say her last name?
Judice. Judice.
Gudice. Judice. Yeah, that is a hard one. Judice.
Yeah.
I will shake my head when I do Sophia. I Judice.
Judice. We love.
This story is crazy.
This is really crazy.
This is coming back from 2017. Like, what?
Yeah, like, who cares?
Like, what is this?
Maybe when Teresa was bored and she was like, wait, Lisa Rinna and Bethany are talking about striking.
I'm going to talk about striking.
Yeah.
I'm going to strike some faces with my finger, my fist.
Because the strike is really still happening.
No, it really is. And a lot of people are coming out about it.
Yeah.
Bethany Frankel is being very vocal about it.
Yeah, like, the unscripted world is trying to get a piece of this, you know, as they should. I mean, I think it's like, you know, about time that there's a SAG, you know, part of SAG for reality stars. Absolutely.
I completely agree. And I hope that Bethany's doing it for the right reasons. I think she is.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think that she's a little motivated by her own motives. And I want her to really focus on like the TLC stars that just, you know, sister wives and the 1,000-pound sisters and the people that have no knowledge.
Yeah, although Lisa Rinna is also now speaking out. So, you know, if I feel like if the big Bravo people are going to like do it, they'll probably, you know, come to some sort of agreement together, like to strike or not strike or whatever. But
it's weird. I was listening to a couple podcasts about this, really interesting. And they're saying that they need at least 100 people of like the big, big names to make any movement.
Yeah.
To like shake up things. So they're talking, we're talking the Lisa Rinnas, we're talking the Teresas. We're talking
just Erica James.
Big Erica James. We need people with the power.
Sonia.
Ooh, if Luann got, oh my God, could you imagine Luann and Sonia on the strike line? I mean, like
the outfits.
Oh, the outfit, sweetie. Sonia will have no idea what's going on.
And
Sonia be like, I'm here to support the people.
I can't.
The crafts.
We love a strike. Absolutely. It's a really nice thing to do. You know.
Do Andy Cohen and his thoughts. Because I think you're Luann, actually. You're Andy.
I wanted to do Sarah Silverman talking about the actual strike.
And what did Sarah Silverman? She's
coming
out.
Did you see this? She's been saying a lot of videos lately.
Mm.
Because she said, I'll do her. She said,
the thing about the SAG strike is that everybody needs to do it. It is a stoppage of work, right? It is a stoppage of labor. It is a labor union.
The OR is so good.
So we really need to all stick together. But then you see these SAG-AFTRA agreement projects that are like getting to shoot, like Brad Pitt needs to shoot another F1 movie or whatever he's working on. And yes, we need work, but we also really need to all do it together or else it doesn't matter. And everyone picketing is a performative thing, right? It's really just about standing out there and showing your, you know, you're part of the movement. But if we're going to have all of these projects and all of these movie stars go out there and just make movies that are ready for SAG when we come to an agreement, it doesn't really, it's not effective. You know, people are still working. But then again, you know, the Teamsters and the people behind the camera, you know, they really need to like, you know, get work and support their families. And I absolutely support them, you know, and really a part of the whole thing. But
so you're saying these people that are going to prepare for when the strike is over to pitch all of these ideas.
Yeah.
Well, what else should they be doing? They should just like full stop.
I think they should fully stop. I mean, does Sofia Vergara have enough money to survive the next few months? Probably.
Probably.
I do.
Yeah, what are you making money from these days, Sarah?
you know, I've done a lot of stuff in my life. You know, I just did a Netflix special.
Oh.
I go on tour.
You're still working out there.
I work a lot. You know, I smoke a lot of weed. And I just think I collect all of my thoughts. You know, I really just think it's a really great time for other unions to focus on this. But it's a really fucked up situation, because then you have these big movie stars going out and making they're getting a waiver. Mm-hmm. They call it a waiver.
To work.
A waiver.
What about all these independent films? People are saying that independent films are fully ready to go.
Bullshit. Because really, the independent films want to get on fucking Netflix.
Right?
They're not trying to just put a film out, you know, into nothing. They want to get on a streamer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get on a streamer eventually, then don't do the work now. Otherwise, it's just going to be like a little like up and down wave.
Yes. That makes total sense, Sarah. The Teamsters
are striking, as they should. It's so messed up. You know, it's a bad time, but I really feel like we're going to come to an agreement soon, you know? Mm-hmm.
Do you think when do you foresee an agreement happening for both the SAG and also the reality stars?
Mm. Reality, I don't know much about. I'm not a reality star. I would say Christmas.
Christmas. Well, you don't celebrate Christmas. Maybe Hanukkah.
Yeah. You know, probably not till the new year is what I'm trying to say.
So we've got a while.
We've got a while. And it sucks. And I feel terrible. But you saw like 80% of SAG members, they don't even get health insurance through it.
I know. Do you have to make what? How much money do you have to make in SAG?
$26,000.
To even get considered for, to even get health insurance.
To get health insurance. And is it the best health insurance? I don't know. It's not, you know, it's just like health insurance. And that's a whole other situation, you know, if you want to go into that in our economy, in our country, and, you know, how much things cost with inflation. I mean, it's really a fucked up situation.
But overall.
For now, I'm just going to smoke a joint.
Yeah, what are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm going to smoke. I'm going to go pick it for a couple hours, you know, maybe. And then I'm going to eat some dinner and, you know, play with my dog. Have sex with my boyfriend. I don't know.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Oh, of course.
Of course. Oh, my God.
Hot boyfriend,
we're
going
to be so tired talking about the strikes that it's just we're not even going to pay attention to the aliens that are upon us.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the aliens are going to come and help us, you know? Maybe they're going to why do we need AI? We've got fucking aliens here, okay? Some of those aliens are going to be SAG actors one day.
Oh, immediately. Let's get him involved. Be a stage mom for little aliens.
Bad news week. We were literally on our way here and we're like, wow, there's no news.
I mean, granted, though, with aliens, because we were just so saturated with that news, we're like so over it. We're like, oh my God, aliens? Could have told you that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even news anymore.
Yeah. Who cares? I'd be excited to see an alien, TBH. Like, I was like searching for the moon last night. Imagine if I found an alien. I'd be like, wow.
The Sturgeon Moon, nonetheless.
Bonus.
Bonus. What do you think they look like? Like the actual movies? Or they don't look like anything we think they look like?
Yeah. Like, what was that movie? Life on Mars? Was that a movie?
I was watching Independence Day, actually, on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Not a really good plane movie, I'll have to say.
No, probably not. That's what you chose to watch on the plane?
There was not a lot of options, Anne, I'll be honest.
Wow. Yeah. You know what I watched on the plane, but I got cut off? And then I never put it on again. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was cute for the first 40 minutes.
And then
I
was over it.
I just never saw the rest. It cut out. And then I just when you have to sign back, go yes. back on and then find the place you were at. I was like, I don't remember where I was. I don't care.
God. Oh my God. What that is. The that's effort. Asking way too much.
Yeah. It's really, yeah. The effort.
You know what movie I put on last night?
Uh-oh.
And it is a cinematic masterpiece.
If it's not Now and Then, because Dre has never seen Now and Then, and everyone, if you've seen Now and Then and you love it, just DM us on Instagram. Dre, watch Now and Then.
Okay, that's my homework.
Okay.
Who's in Now and Then?
Oh, Christina Ricci.
Oh,
Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, Melanie Griffith. That was the movie with all
that
the girls.
Was the movie, all the girls. And okay. I was like, "What is that?" Okay, I didn't want to tell you because you're like, "We can't be friends if you haven't seen this." And
no.
I was like, "Oh, sure."
And I hate people like that, but I loved becoming one.
We're like, okay. "Have you never seen Game of Thrones, Anna? You're fucking you're ruined."
And I'd be like, "I hate you, and I don't need to be friends with
you." I'm sorry, I didn't want to watch incest in the Stone Ages.
Don't get me wrong, I tried
medieval's incest
40 times. I tried to do Game of Thrones. Okay, What did you watch?
Crazy Stupid Love is a cinematic masterpiece.
I love that movie.
I don't care what anybody
says. It's on
TV
a lot.
It's on TV a lot. It is just the rom-com for the ages. I think it's timeless.
Wow. Strong feelings. I love that movie.
The climax when David Lindhagen comes in.
Who?
David Lindhagen, the one that the wife cheats on. You know David Lindhagen, played by Kevin Bacon.
Oh,
it's the best climax when they all come together and they all men are just like fighting each other. And Ryan Gosling is just like a little motherfucking sexy little motherfucking peach in that movie.
Yeah.
Mm.
I love him in that movie.
He's so smooth in that movie. I was watching it with Nick and I was like, Nick, that's what you should be like. And Nick was like, Dre, that's insane. And I was like, but I was like, but you see how smooth he is. Like, he's just effortlessly smooth and cute at the same time. And hot and cool. I don't know. It's just a great. And then him with Emma Stone.
It's a
good little mix.
Did you like them in La La Land?
It wasn't as good as I liked him in Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah. But it is funny to see when couples in movies like play couples in other movies. You know, when you're like, they're back together again.
Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
They're the rom-com couple forever.
Yeah, they really are.
Forever.
I feel like they're like best buds.
You know?
I feel like they like can always like call each other and like they're always there for each other. I hope at least that's the vibe.
To have that level of comfort, you must be so unattracted to that person to like make out with them in countless movies and still be best buddies. You're like, bitch, I'll make out with you. I'm not attracted to you, but like,
yeah,
let's tussle tongues. Who would be that for you? What actor?
What actor?
Would you want to play like your movie husband?
Oh, God. Whitrock.
Who?
Look him up and you'll be like, goddamn.
Whitrock.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up soon, but.
I know, we have to wrap up.
What if that's not even his name?
Finn Whitrock? This is like
he's
David
so
Lindhagen
hot.
Name.
He's so hot. He's probably like, no, he's probably my age.
Oh my God.
He's done like American Horror Story stuff.
Wow. You have a type, Anna.
Do I?
Well, maybe with his slicked back hair, it looks like Jared.
No, I don't know.
He's definitely attractive. The hair is.
Oh, good. He's older than me. Thank God. I was like, if he's younger than me, that answer just changed. But I love him.
Yeah, no, he's for sure. But you're saying that you're not. You'd be able to like disassociate once the makeout scene's over.
No guarantees. Who would yours be? Because we have to go.
I know. Well, that's really hard because I could tell you the ones that I would want to make out with. But then to be able to like say goodbye to them, like I don't think I know of one. Oh, maybe the kid from The Bear. He's so talented. I would just want to like learn from him.
Oh,
he's in Shameless.
The lead.
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, I love him.
Thank you, Mike.
Lip.
Yes.
I still call him Lip.
Lip, of course. Yeah, Lip. Duh. Yeah, I think because he's so talented and he's just attractive enough that I think, you know, you would enjoy that kiss, but you'd be like, but I just really want to learn from you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're talented, but.
I went, you know, he's talented, Finn Whitrock, but I honestly just remembered his face. And I was like, who do I think is like hot and I want to kiss in a couple movies?
Yeah. Jamie Foxx too. I kind of just want I love a Jamie Foxx and I think he's so talented.
He's timeless.
He's timeless.
I hope he's okay.
He is. Did you see his video that came out? And
he addressed it
and he really didn't get into specifics, but he just said, thank you to my sister. Thank you to my daughter for keeping me alive. It's very elusive. Like I'm dying to know what it was.
I know. I have a photo with him. We soul cycled together once. He was so nice.
He was so nice. I hung out with him in a hotel room.
Okay, that's...
But it wasn't a weird thing. It was like a hotel party, like after his thing. And I think that's the most famous person I've ever met in my entire life. And I mean, I was speechless. I was just like, I don't even know what to say to you. They have no idea. If you want me to make out, I will. But no, it wasn't like that.
I soul cycled with him. And you're like, I was in a hotel room with him. I'm like, okay, you win.
With a lot of other people.
Okay, what?
Yeah. With a lot of other people. It was pretty cool.
Well, that's our ep. That's our episode.
I don't even know what we talked about. Did you learn anything about a sturgeon moon? Because you should have.
Yeah,
I did.
I'm glad you did. Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for being here. And
this has been a therapeutic hour for both of us, I feel.
This was fun. I love doing it in person. And make sure you follow us online. Find us on Instagram. Follow both of us. You know, we're trying to churn out some more video from the pod. So we have our beautiful faces on camera today. So you might see more. Make sure you like spread the word. And if you haven't written a little cute review or, you know, anything, like, just, you know, hook us up, help us out.
And we always appreciate that.
Yeah. And be a bigwig, and we'll see you next time. And
crappy lake recap episodes.
Yeah. We're going to do some crappy lake recap episodes soon.
Recaps will be back for episode 3 and 4. And the first episodes 1 and 2 is on YouTube if you want to watch the full vid.
Fun.
Till next week.
Till next time. Bye.